理课堂听 class.com。
Model Test 6. Section A. Directions. In this section, you will hear 8 short conversations and 2 long conversations. At the end of each conversation, one or more questions will be asked about what was said. Both the conversation and the questions will be spoken only once.After each question, there will be a pause. During the pause, you must read the 4 choices marked A, B, C, and D, and decide which is the best answer. Then mark the corresponding letter on answer sheet 2 with a single line through the center. Now let's begin with the 8 short conversations. Question 11.
Have a seat, Mr. Younger. What can I do for you?
I have a house in Seattle. It's about 400 square feet, including the house and the yard. I'm looking for somebody who will buy it in cash.
What is the woman's job? Question 12. That last speaker was pretty boring, but he did make a few good points at the end.
Oh, really? But I didn't catch them. I might have dozed off then.
What does the man mean? Question 13. Here is this week's schedule. On Monday, there is the board meeting. Your speech at the tennis club is on Tuesday. Then Wednesday, you're supposed to see the dentist.
It looks like such a full week that I'll probably take Thursday and Friday off.
What is the woman doing?
Question 14. I just heard the news that Mary won the election. Are you disappointed?
Well, actually, she probably was the best candidate this time, and I can run again next year.
What does the woman imply?Question 15.
I'm planning to travel to some famous places, Beijing, Xi'an, and Guilin in China. I'm not sure which means of transportation I should take for my trip.
Well, that depends on how much time and money you're going to spend on your trip.
What does the woman imply?Question 16.
I suppose one of the reasons why so many tourists are here is because everything is so cheap.
Cheap. Nothing is really cheap in Shanghai.
How does the woman react to the man's remark?Question 17.
It says that the next train is due in at 6:30.
I know, but I don't know whether I can make that one. I'd rather call you at the station than have you wait around for an hour.
What does the woman imply?
Question 18. Could you give me your office phone number or fax number so that we can contact each other more often?
But I've been trying to find a new job in another company. You see, I've worked here for 3 years without a raise. That's unfair to me.
What does the woman mean?
Now you'll hear two long conversations. Conversation 1.
Tell me a little about yourself.
I'm from Guilin City.
What brought you to the East Coast?
I came to Qingdao to attend college. I'm impressed by this city's dynamic economy. I've come to love it so much that I've decided to stay and work here.
What work experience do you have?
I worked as an intern for a small shipping company, and my primary responsibilities were to maintain the company's ties with the existing customers and try to find new cargo sources.
And what did that experience teach you?
I learned that communication skills are extremely important. The knowledge I acquired from textbooks is indeed necessary, but it is equally essential to be able to persuade a potential client to trust you.
How would your former employer describe you?
He told me that my ability to find one customer after another was an asset to the company. He thanked me for my loyalty. He also appreciated my team spirit, as shown in my cooperation with my colleagues.
You seem very mature for your age, and I see from your resume that you are very goal-oriented.
Yes, I believe I've acquired many good qualities from my parents. They're my role models. However, I know I still have a lot of things to learn.
Questions 19 to 21 are based on the conversation you have just heard. Question 19. What is the conversation mainly about? Question 20. Why does the woman decide to stay at Qingdao? Question 21. How does the woman's former employer describe her? Conversation 2. Hello, Nancy. I know you are one of the women taxi drivers in the city now. What does it take to become a good taxi driver?
Besides driving well, the most important thing a taxi driver needs to know is the streets, and I knew the city well because I had lived in it for a long time.
Now, what about annual leaves? Do you have them?
Oh, yes. When I first started, I had only 10 days. Now I have 3 weeks every year, with pay.
Are there any unpleasant aspects in your job?
The only serious difficulty in this work is that it's sometimes dangerous to drive at night, so I always choose to work days rather than nights.
Then what is the best part of your job?
I soon found that what I liked best about this job was being outdoors, seeing how the city changes from season to season, and there are places of scene I would probably never have seen in another job, and I love all kinds of weather.
Being a taxi driver, you have to meet all kinds of people. How do you feel about that?
I enjoy meeting many different people. Some people are interesting, some rushed, some pleasant, some funny, and some talkative.
Now my last question. Have you ever thought of changing your job?
Not yet. I might in a few years' time, but not at this moment, because I really enjoy my work, and I do get a lot of satisfaction out of it. Questions 22 to 25 are based on the conversation you have just heard. Question 22. What is regarded as an unpleasant part of her job, according to Nancy? Question 23. What does Nancy like best about her job? Question 24. Which of the following is true about the people Nancy meets? Question 25. What do we learn about Nancy from the conversation?
Section B. In this section, you will hear three short passages. At the end of each passage, you will hear some questions. Both the passage and the questions will be spoken only once. After you hear a question, you must choose the best answer from the four choices marked A, B, C, and D. Then mark the corresponding letter on answer sheet 2 with a single line through the center.
Passage 1. America is growing older. 5 years ago, only 4 in every 100 people in the United States were 65 or older. Today, 10 out of every 100 Americans are over 65. The aging of the population will affect American society in many ways: education, medicine, and business. Quietly, the graying of America has made us a very different society, one in which people have quite a different idea of what kind of behavior is suitable at various ages. A person's age no longer tells you anything about his or her social position, marriage, or health. There's no longer a particular year in which one goes to school or goes to work or gets married or starts a family. The social clock that kept us on time and told us when to go to school, get a job, or stop working isn't as strong as it used to be. It doesn't surprise us to hear of a 29-year-old university president, or a 35-year-old grandmother, or a 70-year-old man who has become a father for the first time. Public ideas are changing. Many people say, "I am much younger than my mother or my father was at my age." No one says, "act your age," anymore. We've stopped looking with surprise at older people who act in youthful ways.
Questions 26 to 28 are based on the passage you have just heard. Question 26. What can we learn about the aging of the population in America from the passage? Question 27. What will the speaker most probably think of a 25-year-old man becoming general manager? Question 28. Which of the following is coordinated with the saying, "act your age"?
Passage 2. Whether it's curled up, flat on the stomach, or stretched out across the bed, the way people sleep reveals their personality, a British sleep expert said. Professor Chris Idozowski, director of the Sleep Assessment and Advisory Service, has identified 6 common sleeping positions and what they mean. Crouched in the fetal position is the most popular sleep pattern and favored by 51% of women, according to the results of the study he conducted for a large hotel group. Fetal sleepers tend to be shy and sensitive, while people who take the soldier position, flat on their back with arms at their sides, are quiet and reserved. Sleeping on one side with legs outstretched and arms down, in what Idozowski refers to as the log, indicates social, easygoing personality. But if the arms are outstretched in a yearning position, the person tends to be more suspicious. The free fall flat on the stomach with the hands at the sides of the head is the most unusual position. Only 6.5% of the people prefer it, and they are usually rash and sociable. Unassuming, good listeners usually adopt the starfish position, on the back with outstretched arms and legs. Idozowski, who identified the positions by comparing personality traits of people, their preferred way of sleeping, and the most common positions, said once a sleeping style is adopted, it is rarely changed.
Questions 29 to 31 are based on the passage you have just heard. Question 29. What does study tell us about sleeping? Question 30. What can we learn about sleepers in the soldier position? Question 31. Which of the following is true of the sleepers who are on the back with outstretched arms and legs? Passage 3. In many homes, divorce is caused by the battle between the sexes. To understand the problem, one must remember the modern American woman is freed. During childhood and adolescence, the American girl is given freedom and education, which is equal to a boy's. After completing school, she is able to get a job and support herself. She doesn't have to marry for financial security. She considers herself an independent, self-sufficient person. She wants a husband whom she can respect, but she doesn't want to be dominated by him. She wants a democratic household in which she has a voice in making decisions. When a husband and a wife are able to share decision-making, their marriage is probably closer, stronger, and more satisfying. Otherwise, the couple is likely to wind up in the divorce court. When a couple gets divorced, the court usually requires the man to pay his former wife a monthly sum of money. If the couple has children, they usually remain with the mother, and the father is expected to pay for their support. Although divorce is quite common in the United States, 80% of those who get divorced remarry. The remarriages allow thousands of people, especially children, to enjoy family life again. But at the same time, many troubles have arisen. A well-known American joke tells of a wife calling her second husband, "Quick, John, come here and help me. Your children and my children are beating up our children."
Questions 32 to 35 are based on the passage you have just heard. Question 32. Which of the following is true of modern American women? Question 33. Which of the following might be the reason for divorce cases in the United States, according to the passage? Question 34. What usually happens after a couple is divorced? Question 35. What does the joke in the passage suggest?
Section C. Directions. In this section, you will hear a passage three times. When the passage is read for the first time, you should listen carefully for its general idea. When the passage is read for the second time, you are required to fill in the blanks numbered from 36 to 43 with the exact words you have just heard. For blanks numbered from 44 to 46, you are required to fill in the missing information. For these blanks, you can either use the exact words you have just heard or write down the main points in your own words. Finally, when the passage is read for the third time, you should check what you have written. Now listen to the passage.
Culture shock is a special disease for people who have suddenly moved to a foreign country. Like most illnesses, it has its own symptoms and cure. Culture shock is caused by the anxiety that results from losing all familiar signs of social communication. Those signs include the ways in which we are used to the situation of daily life. When to shake hands and what to say when we meet people. When and how to give tips. How to do shopping, when to accept and refuse invitations, when to take statements seriously, and when not. These signs, which may be words, gestures, facial expressions, or customs, are acquired by all of us in the course of growing up, and as much a part of our culture as the languages we speak or the beliefs we accept. All of us depend on hundreds of these signs, most of which we do not carry on the level of conscious awareness. Now, when a person enters a strange culture, all or most of these familiar signs are removed. No matter how broad-minded or full of goodwill you may be, a series of supports have been knocked from under you, followed by a feeling of failure in much the same way. First, they reject the environment which caused discomfort. The ways of the host country are bad because they make us feel bad. Another phase of culture shock is regression. The home environment suddenly becomes very important, and everything becomes unreasonably beautiful.
Now the passage will be read again. Culture shock is a special disease for people who have suddenly moved to a foreign country. Like most illnesses, it has its own symptoms and cure. Culture shock is caused by the anxiety that results from losing all familiar signs of social communication. Those signs include the ways in which we are used to the situation of daily life, when to shake hands, and what to say when we meet people, when and how to give tips, how to do shopping, when to accept and refuse invitations, when to take statements seriously, and when not. These signs, which may be words, gestures, facial expressions, or customs, are acquired by all of us in the course of growing up, and as much a part of our culture as the language we speak or the beliefs we accept. All of us depend on hundreds of these signs, most of which we do not carry on the level of conscious awareness. Now, when a person enters a strange culture, All or most of these familiar signs are removed. No matter how broad-minded or full of goodwill you may be, a series of supports have been knocked from under you, followed by a feeling of failure in much the same way. First, they reject the environment which caused discomfort. The ways of the host country are bad because they make us feel bad. Another phase of culture shock is regression. The home environment suddenly becomes very important, and everything becomes unreasonably beautiful.
Now, the passage will be read for the third time. Culture shock is a special disease for people who have suddenly moved to a foreign country. Like most illnesses, it has its own symptoms and cure. Culture shock is caused by the anxiety that results from losing all familiar signs of social communication. Those signs include the ways in which we are used to the situation of daily life. When to shake hands, and what to say when we meet people. When and how to give tips. How to do shopping. When to accept and refuse invitations. When to take statements seriously, and when not. These signs, which may be words, gestures, facial expressions, or customs, are acquired by all of us in the course of growing up, and as much a part of our culture as the languages we speak or the beliefs we accept. All of us depend on hundreds of these signs, most of which we do not carry on the level of conscious awareness. Now, when a person enters a strange culture, all or most of these familiar signs are removed. No matter how broad-minded or full of goodwill you may be, a series of supports have been knocked from under you, followed by a feeling of failure in much the same way. First, they reject the environment which caused discomfort. The ways of the host country are bad because they make us feel bad. Another phase of culture shock is regression. The home environment suddenly becomes very important, and everything becomes unreasonably beautiful. ¶¶